Excuse me, sir. If I could just have a minute of your time, I would like to discuss something very important with you. Yes, thank you. As you know, I've been a part of the firm for a little over 5 years now, and I'm due for promotion as junior partner. And I heard that Jill is going to be promoted. Yes, she's only ahead of me by a few months, so she's also due for promotion. Well, if you compare both of our performances, she. Well, I don't want to say this, but. If you would look at the number of billable hours and of cases won, I am clearly more qualified and deserving of that promotion. Well, she gets to work at 9 and goes home at 6. I don't care if it's to be with her kid. If you compare the both of us, I get to the office at 7 in the morning and leave at 9 every day. I clearly love my job, sir. A bit too much, as my boyfriend would say. And I'm very dedicated to my cases. I believe I deserve the recognition and benefits of becoming a junior partner. Well, I understand that. There can only be one promotion this year because of the recession. I know that very well, but I don't see how I should be punished and looked over merely because Jill started working here 3 months earlier. If you must know, I was clerking with Justice Carrington at that time, and he asked me to extend then, so I wasn't able to commit with the firm as soon as I would have liked. Well, that is unfortunate then, and very disappointing. I believe that I am an asset to the firm, and I have always done well at my job. You know what? A dozen other law firms would kill at the chance to hire me. I am just simply stating a fact. I graduated at the top of my class in law school and clerked for a justice of the Supreme Court, and I've done a great job as associate of the firm. You would be very sorry to let me go. And now it looks like that is what is going to happen. I would have to do the right thing here and leave. What? That's all you plan on saying to me? Well, fuck you. Yes. That's it. I slave away for 5 years for this office, and all I get is a lousy "that's unfortunate" when I say I'm going to leave. Well, sir, I am very disappointed and more than a little pissed, especially at you. Yes, you. You act like you know what's best for the firm, that you're some high and mighty, pious, infallible figure of authority. What did Jill do to get you on her side? Maybe she sucked your dick, or did she fuck you during one of those late nights working for the case? But that's not the sort of thing you're into, are you? Don't think I don't know what you're up to on Tuesday nights. Yes, I know what you do on Tuesday nights. You go to the Scarlet Room. Oh, I know what that place is. It's a kink club, and you go there to be tied up and whipped, like the dirty little boy that you are. Does it turn you on when I say that? I know all of your trigger words, sir. You like to be called a dirty little boy, a fuck toy, a filthy slut. Right now, when I say those words in a low, sexy tone, I know your cock is getting hard, and you feel the need for me to drag you across my knee and hit you with your own belt. Would Would you like me to do that, my filthy little fucktoy? Oh, I want you to beg. Beg for me to tie you up and spank you. Hit you with that belt. Use you like the dirty little slut that you are. Oh, I know you've always been attracted to me. I know you know what kind of relationship I have with my pet. I've hinted about it. So, would you like to know what it's like to be with me, little boy? I know how your cock twitches to be touched right now. Probably dripping pre-cum for me. Yes. So hard and ready when I stroke it like this. Do you like my touch? Answer me. I know you do. Such a good, obedient little boy. You want to fuck me, don't you? You want me to let you come? Is it something I should let you do? I don't know. Mrs. Not Pleased with you. You are a horrible boss, and hence a bad little boy. Oh. So you want to make me happy now? Well, well. This is what we call thinking with your cock now. I don't know, little boy. Let me think. If I can be content with your promise, I will do this. Tell you what, we'll see in a week when that promotion goes through. You can make that happen, can't you? Then I'll see about fucking you. Are we understood? Good then. This makes me very happy. Let's see if you can come through for me. See you next week.